Every club is different, but in the asylum, it's the manager. He has a string of homeboys dealing the puck at ease to the party people in the club. He makes the most coin out of this enterprise. His homies will make just a couple of quid on each pucker. His homies are also scoping for other dealers on the block. When the homies have an illegitimate pucker e-dealer in their website, they tell the bouncers. The bouncers grip him, nab his stash, and kick him out with a physical warning. Gives the pucker ease to their homies, and they knock out to the kids in the club. What's your name? What have you had? Reach for the lasers. Safe as fuck.
Welcome to Webcast number 18. And I was just saying that stream should have been played up, bastard, for just for the intro, really.
Crying out.
Yeah,
needs crying out.
Today, me, Juxtaposer.
Me, Lumpy.
Me, Dog.
Me, Tim.
Angus.
Well, that's a confusing. You're talking about names.
Come
confusing
on, code
people.
Names, code names.
Oh, right. DJ Nono, Aka Instamatic, Aka TBC.
And Andrew Herring.
Andre Herring.
Yes.
In the house.
Yeah, ghetto.
Yeah. We've been joined by special guests because they were supposed to be here. Phil and Dog, anyway, and Instamatic were supposed to be here last night to do Eclectic Kettle, but we'll talk about crappy venues later on.
Hold on, doesn't he listen to this?
I don't know.
Mark, edit. You're listening. Yeah.
Delete.
And action.
Take four. Right.
Edit.
So we're going to have some tunes that would have been played last night at the Kettle, but weren't for circumstances beyond our control. And also looking ahead to the next Kettle, which is definitely happening on March the 10th, because I saw them write it in both diaries on Friday.
And we've got now proof. So, come on, boys.
So, yeah.
Play the game.
So, March the 10th, and we're going to have Babyhead's...
Bloodworth
from Babyhead DJing, and DJ No-No.
Hello.
As our out-of-town guest. And it's going to be a mental one. So, that's March 10th. And so, we'll hear some tunes that may or may not get played March 10th. And loads of other great stuff. Okay, do it.
Shall we?
Yeah.
rhythm. I got rhythm. I haven't used it.
As he turned, and the sounds were about the end, can be devastating to your ear.
Honey, I got rhythm.
Thank you. you. Jeff.
Hello and welcome to Radio Cast. I'm trying to kick the podcast.
This is Radio Free.
Hi, this is John from the Radio Zoom podcast.
Tiger, talking about ABBA and GABBA.
Yeah.
You've got to do a GABBA version of ABBA.
That was horrible. I have to say
it was... G apostrophe ABBA.
You get the Ramones in there.
It was
as well.
Angus's fault for that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Angus, yes.
And he inflicted ABBA on us last night as well, and it was one of the early albums, one of the really shit ones.
Calm down.
You get what you expect when you come in my house.
We expect ABBA.
Yes. Robbie Williams and Cliff Richard. Yeah.
Yes. Right, next one up is Eggy Bamiyashi Superclouds. Apologies for the crowd noise and stuff, but this is how it comes.
Look at Worse, man. Looked like a high fastball with two strikes. He was only just trying to get a piece of it and put it in play. That's a hard pitch to lay off of because you see it, but that's where it moves a lot, too. Definitely high and definitely a ball, but with two strikes, you're not going to be able to be that choosy. Strikeout, and chasing the band.
Chicory Tip with Son of My Father.
Giorgio Moroder. I think it's a bit of a theme. Moroder theme.
Moroder.
Developing.
Moroder, Moroder.
Consent. I feel Moroder.
Isn't he Armani's brother, said Lumpy.
We were talking about earlier, actually, that because Lumpy was saying that your favourite song is what, Number One Song in Heaven.
Yeah.
Which is one of his. And I've seen Number One Song in Heaven Part 2. Which is like, or number two, which is like, well, I'm sure that's number two song in heaven. It doesn't make any sense. No!
Right.
Right, you're going to play...
I've been accused of playing lots of breakcore, but I've got
excuse.
Yeah,
you do. You do. You were thinking. You were thinking during that last track, thinking, oh, breakcore.
We're on to you.
Breakcore.
Right. Breakcore. I've got an excuse for playing this one, though. Apart from the usually, because it's good.
A request from your dad.
This is by a guy called Ed Cox.
And, good name.
That's not an excuse. he does hardcore, okay? But he also plays the accordion. So, of course, if you're going to do that, accordion. You're going to call it hardcordion. which is reason enough to play tune, for sure.
Yeah. Definitely, yes.
Now, it also, the tune I'm going to play, there's actually several good tunes on here. One of which I'd like to play would be The Dance of the Otter Droppings. Would have been quite a good one.
Do otters dance? Lumpy, you'd know this. Do otters dance?
Frequently.
Oh. But the track I'm going to play sort of links back to the Scotch Egg tune I played on the last Wobcast, which is a shout out to you, Tim, on the last one. Brilliant. For the Scotch Egg. So I'm going to play this because it follows on from that.
Strikes from the depth of the sea, I come to destroy. Thank you.
can be dangerous. Loch Ness Monster. Loch Ness Monster.
Hi, Mr. Logan. Hi, Mr. Logan.
Was the Bob Leeper Orchestra with Danger Man from
brilliant,
the 60s.
Brilliant, from the series.
Yeah, from the series. It's the Edwin Astley composed it, but they covered it. So, absolutely
brilliant,
fantastic.
Brilliant
tune.
Track.
Tim, over to you.
Well, I'm going to play a track, because we were talking about, Lumpy was saying how someone should do a happy, hardcore version of Down Down by Status Quo.
Yeah, I remember the
conversation. And I immediately went, have you not heard the Cuban Boys? And I was surprised he didn't actually know. Well, it was. I said, you do know the beatbox saboteurs he plays all the time. It's Cuban Boys, which
yeah,
didn't know. And he hasn't. And so
the
I was.
Same people.
I was, yeah. Yes, oh, yeah, they are the same people.
Again, look of amazement from Angus's face. Huh? What? Same
and I wanted to play for him, but he's disappeared off to
he's
play
making a magic
hold
with
on.
A foil.
We're recording this.
Yeah, yeah. So he'll hear it later on.
He'll listen it later. Ah, we have secret messages.
That's the magic of radio.
Play that backwards. So this is A Nation Needs You, which is dedicated to John Peel by the Cuban Boys. I played that on, mine, and they did it as like the was it first year of John Peel. So it's brilliant. Hopefully I've got the right things turned up.
Shotgun sound for the Cuban Boys.
It's a key for a song if there was one.
Have you got teeth for patanashim?
Nashim.
And for four fiddle. The kind of foolishness this program endorses 110%.
Hey there, DJ.
The nation needs you.
God bless them, I love them. I'll put all of my business their way.
The top 20.
Hey there, DJ.
But I fully intend to whip their foppish asses.
Anyone's disgrace for that, do they now?
Hey there, DJ.
Patience, you know, control and discipline.
Patience, control and discipline.
I love the show.
Things the 11 over 4 for the usual restrictions.
The Cuban Boys have got hold of it.
Cheeky blighters, really.
The music's fine, but the concept behind it, appalling.
Blow it out of your ass, needle dick. And thanks very much for your email.
You could be big in the charts.
Remember this golden gas?
Press the button, press the button, press the button. I know it down, know it down, 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 down. Press the button, press the button, press the button. I know it down, know it down.
They came from outer space.
Oh, it's pretty, I was enjoying that.
Stay with juvenile delinquency.
What a great idea that is.
Down, 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 down
sense? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you know who we are? Which of us really can answer that question?
Cuban Boys, excellent stuff. And I like that because it combines John Peel's love of hardcore and his love of status quo into one tune.
Yeah,
it's perfect.
It's
good stuff. Right, I'm going to put on I had to do a talky bit after that because my next tune ain't going to fit with that at all.
Excuses.
This is where I go Westwood, actually, because got a shout out to Matty D.
Matty D.
My man, Matty D. Lay this joint on us.
Go in a taxi and go home.
Wicked.
Thanks,
Wicked.
Matt. Thanks, Matt, for this. Lupe Fiasco. Great hip-hop album from last year that Matt dropped around the other night.
Brilliant album.
I'm just blown away about how good it is.
It's
no one's really talked about
than
it.
Can you? I've played a couple of tracks from him, and it's really good.
It is so good. And this tune I'm going to play, if it's not on the Hot Fuzz soundtrack, I'm going to be so disappointed with that film, because this sounds like it should be. It's just made for Hot Fuzz.
I'm so waiting for that film.
Okay, this is just like...
And there is the soundtrack up there. It's on the official website. I can't remember anything about it, except there is an Ozzy Miso mix on there.
Oh.
Brilliant.
So
brilliant.
Interesting.
So we've got a bootleg link into it. Definitely.
But this track should be on there because it would be perfect for it. And the other thing about listen out for this, Lupe Fiasco, he's an amazing rapper, and Jay-Z's on this as well, and he completely out-raps Jay-Z as far as I'm concerned on this track.
Which is always good.
Which I think is great. Anyway, check this out.
Rockefeller, first in. J. Lupe. Yeah. And so it seems that I'm sewing jeans, and first and 15 is just a sewing machine. So I cut the pattern and I sew it seams, and buttoning is hustling, and publicly I'm Buddy Lee. There's no bussing them, and cuffing them is like ushering in a machine. They want me to make Prince pants, but I withstand. I ain't gotten into that. A little big in the waist, two pocket on the back, call them Levi's. OG's covered in blue dye. Give them the game, that's like giving chocolate to the fat. Look, how you think I got here? That's the same game that came through where I live as a kid, in the bad luck truck and threw boxes off the back. Made me a ripper, deliver like river. Content a little more thicker, slicker, yeah. And they said oil and water don't mix. Now they all down at the beach washing off the fish. Was Blackbeard till I brought the rock into your ships, yeah. It's my life, everything I do. Take all the pressure off for you.
Take pressure off for you.
I take the pressure off of you.
It's hella proper.
Proper.
Sag so low you can see boxer like a boxer's. That's the way that the family's pants won. Don't we slide and try and put them on. The stones in the pocket to drag you down to Davy Jones' locker. Beware if you wanna rock the Knickerbocker. Other nigga from the block, what? They were selling O's like Wheel of Fortune. Of imported cocaine just to feel important. It was do or die, they was tired of being poor pimps. Not for sure, that was just a product of my common sense. I guess I was just guessing like the consonants. Mama said beware what the devil do. Tell him that your soul's not for sale like the W's. So go ahead and pirate the highest. Cannons make you leak like pirated mice. It's no shh, it's just shh like quiet. And big homies out of retirement.
Yes, it's my life. Everything I do, I do. Take all the pressure off for you.
Take pressure off for you.
I take the pressure off you.
So the pen is mighty than the sword, my lord. My first picture was a lineup, now I'm on the Forbes. And I still remain an artiste through these all. If you force my hand, I'll be forced to draw. If the war calls for war halls, hope you got enough space on your hall's walls. I make niggas murals, then escape the bureaus. Investigation out in Europe on vacation. I'm back for these puppies with the pound boy. Here's a round boy. Down boy, sound boy, you don't wanna sound clash, loud noise. Leave niggas paranoid, if not paralyzed. This means you can't walk in my shoes. Too much green, you can't talk in my hue. Extended team, nigga, holla at Lou. First and 15th, that's my cue, crew.
It's my life. Everything I do, I do for you.
I do it all for you.
Everything I say, you know it's the truth.
I say it is the truth.
I'll take all the pressure off for you.
Take pressure off for you.
I take the pressure off of you.
Thank you. $5 a month.
Only
Cumberland mine, there's blood on the coal and the miners lie in roads that never saw sun nor sky, roads that never saw sun nor sky. In the town of Spring Hill you don't sleep easy. Often the earth would tremble and roll. When the earth is restless, miners die. Bone and blood is the price of coal. Bone and blood is the price of coal. In the town of Spring Hill, Nova Scotia, late in the year of 58, the day still comes and the sun still shines. But it's dark as the grave in the Cumberland mine, dark as the grave in the Cumberland mine. Down at the coalface, miners working, rattle of the belts and the cutter blades, then a rumble of rock and the walls close round. Living and the dead men 2 miles down, living and the dead men 2 miles down. 12 men lay 2 miles from the pit shaft, 12 men lay in the dark and sang. Long hot days in the miner's tomb. It was 3 foot wide by 100 long, 3 foot wide by 100 long. 3 days passed and the lights gave out, when the leading man got up and said, there's no more water, nor a light, nor a bread. So we'll live on songs of hope instead. Live on songs of hope instead. Listen for the shouts of the barefaced miners. Listen through the rubble for the rescue team. 600 feet of coal and slag, hope imprisoned in a 3 foot seam, hope imprisoned in a 3 foot seam. 8 days passed and some were rescued, leaving the rest to die alone. Through all their lives, they dug a grave. 2 miles of earth for a marking stone.
2 miles of earth for a marking stone.